Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Program is pre-recorded.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No Vic Decrets allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
You want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo!
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. I think it was the day before yesterday we were talking about the Melania movie, which I still haven't seen. I'm looking forward to it. Maybe I'll try and get to it this weekend. We're asking people to call up and give us their view if they saw it. And Mary called, said she saw it in Burbank, and she said she was interviewed by CNN. I asked her whether CNN actually used her interview. She said, I have no idea. I don't watch CNN. Well, I think that CNN did, in fact, use the interview that they did with Mary. And I'm going to remind you of my phone call with Mary, and then I'll play CNN aired, which appears to be the same Mary. If Mary is listening, give us a call at 888-971-7243. Tell us whether or not that is, in fact, you. Now, we began the show with the data showing a lot of young people, particularly young white women, get their primary news from the national evening networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, that are overwhelmingly left-wing and overwhelmingly anti-Trump. According to the Media Research Center, both in his first term and now, the coverage of Trump by ABC, NBC, CBS, over 90%, 95% negative. And the impact this has on how you see issues like anything, like immigration, like taxes, like spending, like what have you. Because if you watch those news sources, you are going to be ill-informed. And it has a real-world consequence. Let's take the George Floyd protests that started in May of 2020 and went for about 4 months. 35 people killed, 2,000 police officers wounded, $2 billion in insured property damage, another billion or two in uninsured property damage. Why? Because of what happened to George Floyd. What happened to George Floyd? Officer Derek Chauvin knelt on his shoulder or neck, depending on what you see, and he ended up dying. The man was full of drugs, had resisted arrest, said, I can't breathe, before he was even touched. Called out for his mother. His mother died 2 or 3 years earlier. Career violent criminal. And no evidence, however you feel, about what the officer did. And I don't believe he should have even been tried, let alone convicted. However you feel about that, I know there are strong feelings. There's zero evidence that what happened to George Floyd had anything to do with his race. I encourage you to watch a documentary for free on YouTube called The Fall of Minneapolis. You watch that, you'll have a different view if you believe that the officer committed murder than you had before watching that documentary. But getting back to this, the lead prosecutor was a black man. And when I was a lawyer, when I was a practicing lawyer, I was a trial lawyer. The most important part of a trial is your opening statement. That's where you lay out your case. And in his opening statement, remember it was on television, so you can watch it yourself. I watched much of it. He said, the police in general are not on trial. They have a difficult job, he said, under very trying circumstances. The Minneapolis Police Department in general is not on trial. He said, I know a lot of very reputable people that work for the department. He said, this man is on trial for what he did or for what he didn't do to George Floyd. He never even intimated that the officer was motivated by George Floyd's race. And Officer Derek Chauvin was never charged with a hate crime, federal or state. Okay? So however you feel about this, there's zero evidence that what Chauvin did had anything to do with his race. Zero. And the prosecutor never alleged otherwise. Yet you had all of these people, millions of people in hundreds of cities over the course of 4 months. Violence, property destroyed. Why? Because they assumed that what happened to George Floyd had to do with his race. A, and B, they assumed that what happened to George Floyd is a regular occurrence in America, when in fact it is rare. Rare for anybody to be killed by the police, let alone an unarmed person, let alone an unarmed person in an unlawful way. Unarmed does not mean not dangerous. Michael Brown of Ferguson was unarmed, but his DNA was found on the officer's gun, so he was still perceived as dangerous, and rightfully so. Now, of the millions of people who are out there protesting, if you had to describe their ideology, probably they would describe themselves as very liberal. Not just liberal, but very liberal, right? PoliceMag.com commissioned a poll, and they asked self-described people who were very liberal, how many unarmed black men did the police kill in 2019? 50% of the self-described very liberal people thought the police killed 1,000 unarmed black men in 2019. 1,000. 8% of the self-described very liberal thought they killed 10,000 unarmed black men in 2019. Now you're going to ask me, what did the regularly self-described liberal people think? Well, according to that poll, 39% of self-described liberal people thought the police killed 1,000 unarmed black men in 2019. 5% thought they killed 10,000. According to the Washington Post database, the number was 12. 12. Now, assuming most of the people out in the streets protesting, and in some cases committing acts of violence, were very liberal people, that means most of them, if not all of them, assumed that this was just one of 1,000 such instances in which an unarmed black person is killed by the police. This is how dangerous being ill-informed is. I was having dinner once with Thomas Sowell, and he and most economists, including left-wing people like Paul Krugman, the left-wing columnist for the New York Times economist, and Jonathan Gruber, the father of Romneycare and one of the fathers of Obamacare, all wrote negatively about the minimum wage. Paul Krugman has since done a 180, but Economics 101 has not done a 180. And most economists say that higher the minimum wage, the fewer unskilled people will be able to be hired. So the people that are most hurt are black and brown people who are unskilled. Numerous studies say this. And I said to Tom, I said, you guys overwhelmingly believe this. I saw a study of the last 20 papers or so on the minimum wage. 90% of them said that they had a negative effect. I said, but you guys can't win this argument. You even have Republicans like Dr. Ben Carson and Rick Santorum saying that they would raise the minimum wage. And I said, you guys can't even win this argument. He said, Larry, that's because most people haven't heard the argument. And when I ran for governor, I've been writing a weekly column since April of 1998, some enterprising journalist went through all 1,500 of my columns and found one where I talked about the negative effect of the minimum wage. And she said, "So you believe people should work for free?" I said, "Do you work for free?" She said, "No." I said, "Neither do I." How do you go from there shouldn't be a minimum wage to you should work for free? I said, "Name your favorite economist." Blank stare. I said, "You can't name any economist?" Blank stare. And finally she said, "Well, the one who taught me when I was in college." I said, "What is his or her name?" Didn't remember. "You don't know who Adam Smith is?" "Tom Sowell?" "Milton Friedman?" "Ludwig von Mises?" Had no clue. And so, if you have no clue that you are hurting the very people that you claim to care about, of course you're going to vote for a higher minimum wage. We had Gavin Newsom, who signed a minimum wage hike for fast food workers only. $20 an hour. Up from $16 an hour. And since then, according to several reputable studies, 16,500 fast food workers in California have lost their jobs. Plus, the average menu for fast food restaurants has increased around 9%, faster than inflation, hurting the very people who are on fixed incomes that people purport to care about. And many of these job losses were the very black and brown people that people on the left claim that they care about, all because of an ignorance about what jacking up the minimum wage can do. I'm Larry Elder. Larry Elder here. You know, one of the most rewarding parts of sharing Relief Factor with you is hearing real stories like that of Sandra. She tells us, "I've been hearing about Relief Factor on the radio for a couple of years, and I finally decided to try it because nothing else was helping my back pain. I know the feeling." With a 3-week quick start, she said, "I went for it. Now I feel like a new person." That's Sandra's own words, and it's so gratifying to hear. I've told you about my brother Kirk having difficulty going up and down the stairs in the morning. He wouldn't listen to me. I told him to take Relief Factor. He finally did. Began moving better, feeling stronger. Too bad he didn't listen earlier. Try it for yourself. The 3-week quick start, and see how Relief Factor could be your game changer too. It is only $19.95. Think about it. Do the math. Less than a dollar a day. So, call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800, the number 4-RELIEF. Or go to relieffactor.com. All one word, relieffactor.com. How will it feel to be out of pain? 800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-522-2174. 800-522-2174. 800-522-2174.
Ready? Online marketing. Winning online.
When you search for your business on Google, where do you show up? Page 2? Page 3? Nowhere at all? Meanwhile, your competitors are getting those calls. You need Reading Online Marketing. Since 2010, Reading Online Marketing has been helping local businesses rank on Google, get found by customers, and win online. Need a website? We build it. Need digital ads that actually work? We manage them. Want to rank higher on Google and grow your social media? We handle it all. Here's the big difference. We know the Reading market. We know exactly what it takes to outrank your competition and get you found first. We'll show you where you stand and what it'll take to win. ReadingOnlineMarketing.com or call 530-378-4060 for your free evaluation.
Reading Online Marketing. winning online.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Steen.
Jensen's Dixocrat Forehead since 1994. The Larry Elder Show.
888-971 SAGE. 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. One more quick note about the minimum wage law that Gavin Newsom signed. After he signed it, it wasn't going to go into effect for several months. The day he signed it, Pizza Hut laid off 1,200 drivers in one day. And as you probably have heard, Pizza Hut is closing something like 250 locations around the country, many of them here in California, and jacking up the cost of labor the way Gavin Newsom and the Democrats did probably didn't help. Now, we were talking about the Melania documentary, which got hammered by the professional critics. It currently holds a Rotten Tomatoes rating higher than that of The Godfather. Audience rating. These are people that actually saw it, not critics who hated Donald Trump, who saw it or maybe even didn't see it and still wrote a negative review. It's 99% by the audience. By the way, not to be self-serving, but the documentary that I executive produced, Uncle Tom, had something like a 99% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. And its IMDb rating is higher than many popular films. So Godfather is at 98%, one of the greatest films ever made. And the Melania documentary, in terms of the audience approval, 99%. Now, of course, the pushback is, well, these are people that are manipulating things. These are bots. However, the company behind Rotten Tomatoes has denied that its reviews have been manipulated for Melania. The spokesperson for Versant, V-E-R-S-A-N-T, the company behind Rotten Tomatoes, says, and I'm quoting, "There has been no bot manipulation on the audience reviews for the Melania documentary. Reviews displayed on the popcorn meter are verified reviews, meaning it has been verified that users have bought a ticket to the film," end of quote. It brings us to the conversation that I had with Mary, number 51. Mary is in Arleta, California. Mary, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Hello, Larry. I've been following you for years and years. You are amazing, and I enjoy everything about your show.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Yes. Larry, I was went to the opening show in the Burbank AMC for the Melania movie, and a couple of us, there was a little small group there early, because it was the first show in the theater, and we had to wait a while. The CNN happened to have a couple of reporters interviewing people going in and then going out again to get their comments. And so I was one of them that was actually interviewed both before and after. And because many people refused to be interviewed because they didn't want to cause any trouble with their jobs, and they didn't want to they didn't feel that they openly stated that we don't feel you're going to give us fair coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of hesitation from that point of view. When we got into the theater, we were told which theater to go to, but there was no labeling on the outside of the actual room that we were going to be viewing it in. Meaning, all the other films,
mm-hmm.
All the other films had great big banners
mm-hmm.
showing, pictures and clearly labeling what was in that theater at the time. This Melania had exactly no labeling. It was tucked between two other theaters and had just no labeling whatsoever, to the point where we walked back to the front and asked, are we going to the right place?
Mm-hmm.
So it was just what you'd expect from these people in Burbank.
Mary, did your interview that you did with CNN, do you have any idea with whether your interview with CNN actually made the air?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch. I don't watch CNN.
You don't know, watch CNN.
I mean, are they still in business? I don't know. They, at any rate, I hadn't heard. Hadn't heard one way or another,
right.
And really don't care because
mm-hmm.
I was just so sure we weren't going to get any kind of positive,
right.
Positive coverage. But at least they heard. They heard from me and several other people. And yes, I am semi-retired, but so there. It was older people in general. But remember, this is at noon on a Friday. So of course, you're not going to get a lot of working people. Although we did have more than I thought we'd see there. From the people that were other people that talked to the reporter, there were people that were, of all stripes, and there were men and there were women,
mm-hmm.
mostly women, of course, but again, it was during the day. But it was an eye-opener. The film itself, of course, was just drop-dead wonderful. As far as the way it was produced, it was very professionally done and was a delight to watch. It just made, I just left being so proud of being an American. And if I wish she didn't have been born in the United States so she could run for president, because I'd vote for her in a second.
Well, Mary, thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. Wow. Mr. McConnell, do we have time to play the CNN excerpt? Okay. Well, here is CNN, number 50.
Melania Trump's documentary hit theaters across the globe. CNN went to theaters across the U.S. and found the audience was mostly made up of fans of Trump and the First Lady.
The movie lived up to everything you were hoping?
I think so, yeah. I think I just come away from it with that she's a poised person. She's dignified. And it was nice to see behind the scenes.
She was amazing. She was an executive. She was a great model. She's gorgeous. Finally, we get to see a close-up and personal of her.
I thought it was...
That was Mary. I think that was Mary. Mary, give us a call. I want to know, is that our Mary? 888-971-SAGE. We're going to talk to Carlos Port St. Lucie, Florida, David in L.A., and BT in Portland. Do not leave town. 888-971-SAGE.
Next to the man. It's Mike Gallagher.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's
888-971-7243. 888-971-7243. 888-971-SAGE. I am Larry Elder, Salem News Channel, and we are coming to you from the Relief Factor Studio. Don't forget your Relief Factor. 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. Carlos, Port St. Lucie, Florida. Carlos, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Hey, Larry. Thank you for taking my call.
I'm a
Republican, but I'm going to side with the Democrats on this. Those illegal aliens that committed those harsh crimes like rape, murder, all that, I don't want them out of the country. I don't want this country to return them back to their countries. And I'm going to explain to you why. Because if that's my daughter who's raped or killed, and they're just going to be sent back to the country so they can walk around freely, and I got to bury my daughter, no. I want justice to be done.
Well, they serve their time primarily, many of them violent ones anyway, and then they're deported.
Okay, then that's perfect, because then we're gonna these dumb Americans are gonna put in a dumb president in, and they're gonna let them back in again.
Yeah. No, you murder somebody, you're doing your time. At that point, you're deported. Okay. Other ones are deported right away, but I think the more serious ones, they serve time.
Okay, good. Because I didn't understand that part. Oh, yeah. No, we got to deport the worst.
Yeah.
We got to deport the worst of the worst. No, let them serve their time, then perfect. All right, you explained it perfectly.
Yeah, and that's the problem. Many of them have served their time, and then they're released on the streets as opposed to being deported. That's the whole point. Carlos, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. BT is in Portland, Oregon. BT, you're in the Larry Elder Show.
Yeah, Larry, you know, you were talking about minimum wage laws and how in their creation it was mentioned by some of the supporters that it would make blacks less desirable to hire because
right.
of less skill
That's
at
right.
the time. You know what's interesting? Yeah. You know what's interesting is that I always thought it was interesting that the left really trashes things like the Second Amendment, property rights, and, mm-hmm. and the whole country itself as having these roots, even though you really can't find direct words on that. Yet they support things like the minimum wage, even the creation of unions, as Walter Williams pointed out in his great book, Blacks and African Americans and Unemployment or something, that mm-hmm. you know, these people created unions in the 1890s
right.
and they got rid of all the blacks from good jobs like electricians, plumbers,
right.
bricklayers. But they won't attack that. They won't attack that stuff that actually has people directly saying at the time that this will make blacks undesirable.
Absolutely. Minimum wage laws, too. They were concerned that, in fact, at one time, a black teenager was more likely to have a job than a white teenager, than a white adult, than a black adult, because the teenager was able to sell his wares for less money. So they called these minimum wage laws jack it up. So that now if you have to pay more than you otherwise would pay, then you hire somebody who's white as opposed to somebody who's willing to work for less money. Because you can't. Illegally, you can't do it. So all these people who had low skills got priced out by design. By design. Same thing with gun control. Remember the Dred Scott decision? The Supreme Court Justice, Taney, who was appointed by a Democrat, said, "Are you kidding me? If we let these black people become citizens, why they might be able to get guns, and Lord knows what they might do."
Yeah,
so
right.
gun control was anti-black.
I mentioned that myself.
Anti-black.
Yeah, I mentioned that part myself, and because that's not even a constitutional argument on his part.
Well, that's right, and the point is that these gun control laws were passed in large part for fear that newly freed black slaves would get guns and exact revenge on their masters. Yet the left embraces gun control. Even though it had racist beginnings. Now, the left is Johnny on the spot when it comes to embracing things like reparations, because slavery, of course, is racist. But what about minimum wage laws? What about gun control laws? They were designed in order to punish black people, prevent black people from having the same kind of rights other people have. Nobody cares about that. If you want to go back to the history... It really is interesting how little the left knows about this stuff. And when you hear somebody like Chuck Schumer say that the voting right laws are Jim Crow 2.0, really? Who supported Jim Crow? Jim Crow 2.0, says Chuck Schumer. Unbelievable. And he was stunned. Schumer went on MSNB Hee-Haw anymore. It's now called MS Now. He was stunned when he found out that, surprise, surprise, majority of blacks support voter ID. Here's Chuck Schumer, number 28.
What do you see to Mike Lee's argument that the Senate rules allow the majority to require the minority to stage a talking filibuster to stop the
Look,
SAVE Act?
We've got to get this done, and we've got to get it done very quickly. The SAVE Act is an abomination. It's Jim Crow 2.0 across the country. We are going to do everything we can to stop it.
Jim Crow 2.0. Who was the party of Jim Crow? You guys were. Now, let me tell you about Brian. Larry Elder here. Let me share Brian's story from Alabama, my mom's home state. He tells us, after taking Relief Factor for just 3 weeks, at least 90% of my pain is gone. My pain has started to limit me at work and at home, and now I'm amazed at how much relief I've gotten, end of quote. These are Brian's own words, and they speak volumes about what Relief Factor can do for you. I've told you about my buddy Tom, an avid golfer, out on the green almost every single day. He says without Relief Factor, he wouldn't be able to swing freely because of shoulder pain or back pain. But since taking it, he said he stayed active, comfortable, and confident in his swing. He is a scratch golfer. That's why I encourage you to try Relief Factor yourself and see what it can do for you. Don't wait. If you're dealing with daily pain, launch your 3-week quick start and see what Relief Factor can do for you. 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. How will it feel to be out of pain? 800-4-RELIEF, ReliefFactor.com.
The following is a real life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-793-8548.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-793-8548.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR. Tom.
Larry Elder, doing the job that illegal aliens won't do.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder, your Salem News Channel number 29.
Follow up on that. He said specifically that they should take over elections in 15 states. Can you tell us what he meant by that? What 15 states he's referring to in terms of Republicans taking over elections?
Again, what I was just telling you is that with the passage of the SAVE Act, voter ID will be implemented across all 50 states. The president was referring to specific states in which we have seen a high degree of fraud. If you look at states like California, or if you look at New York City, for example, non-citizens are allowed to vote in elections in places like California and New York City. That just creates a system, an electoral system, that is absolutely ripe with fraud. And you cannot deny the fact that, unfortunately, there are millions of people who have questions about that, as does the president. He wants to make it right, and the SAVE Act is a solution to doing it. Daniel?
As do we have questions about Georgia. Recently, it's been exposed that a number of people cast votes who shouldn't have cast it, whether or not that would have altered the outcome of Georgia. Don't know, because many of the local officials don't care. John Eastman, Trump's former lawyer, who got disbarred for making an argument that there were shenanigans and that states could revisit their voting, particularly in Georgia. Here's what John Eastman said, number 49.
And then I can't even begin to tell you how surreal the criminal charges are. I'm an unindicted co-conspirator number 2 in the Washington, D.C. case that Jack Smith bought, and I'm indicted conspirator number 3 in Georgia for giving testimony to the Georgia legislature. The testimony says there's lots of evidence of illegality and fraud. I think you should investigate it. And if you agree, then you have some legal authority, constitutional authority, to do something about it. That is apparently, so the charge is soliciting members of the legislature to violate their oaths of office.
Man has been disbarred. This is then-President Barack Obama in 2012 voting and was asked to show voter ID, number 34.
Oh, you bet you're right. Hold on. I got my driver's license. Here you go. Now.
And this is Joe Biden. 2022 midterms. No. If not Jim Crow, it's Jim Eagle. Showing ID to vote, number 44.
Hi. How are you doing? Thank you.
Her first vote.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations.
I'm Natalie. Biden now voting.
Yes. Showing photo voter ID. Now remember what President Biden said about the new Georgia laws, number 48?
What I'm worried about is how un-American this whole initiative is. It's sick. It's sick. Deciding in some states that you cannot bring water to people standing in line waiting to vote, deciding that you're going to end voting at 5 o'clock when working people are just getting off work, deciding that there will be no absentee ballots under the most rigid circumstances. It's all designed, and I'm going to spend my time doing three things. One, trying to figure out how to pass the legislation passed by the House. Number one. Number two, educating the American public. The Republican voters I know find this despicable. Republican voters. The folks out in the outside this White House. I'm not talking about the elected officials. I'm talking about voters. Voters. And so I'm convinced that we'll be able to stop this because it is the most pernicious thing. This makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle. I mean, this is gigantic what they're trying to do. And it cannot be sustained. And do everything in my power, along with my friends in the House and the Senate to keep that from becoming the law.
Is there anything else you can do about it besides passing legislation?
The answer is yes, but I'm not going to lay out a strategy in front of the whole world and you now.
So they wanted legislation to
nationalize elections. Trump wants legislation for same-day voting, photo voter ID. He's trying to nationalize the election.
Now, Chuck Schumer was gobsmacked when he goes on MSNBC and finds out that 71% of Democrats support photo voter ID, number 45.
Jess, there's a new Pew Research poll that 95% of Republicans, but also 71% of Democrats like this idea. So why do you not?
It's Jim Crow 2.0. And I called it Jim Crow 2.0, and the right wing went nuts all over the internet. That's because they know it's true. What they're trying to do here is the same thing that was done in the South for decades to prevent people of color from voting. For instance, if you're a woman who got married and change your last name, you won't be able to show ID and you'll be discriminated against. If you can't find a birth certificate or a proper ID, you'll be discriminated against. This is vicious and nasty. And I said to our Republican colleagues, it will not pass the Senate. You will not get a single Democratic vote in the Senate. We're not reviving Jim Crow all over the country. And when the American people hear what exactly it is doing and what its intent is doing, they're going to be against it as well.
Okay. Honest Elections Project poll conducted 2 years ago. 64% of black voters, 77% of Hispanics, 76% of low-income voters support voter ID laws. So apparently they're too stupid to realize it's Jim Crow 2.0. And remember, who was a party of Jim Crow? Democrats. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Jasmine Crockett's still lying. I'll tell you about what. Don't go away.
Another. Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. Now that we're finally into the new year, a lot of us are thinking about taxes, home projects we've been putting off, ways to get ahead financially in 2026. Now's the perfect time to talk to my friends at Fellowship Home Loans. If you want to lower your mortgage payment, they can help you refinance. If you need access to cash for home improvements or to wipe out high interest debt, their fixed rate line of credit is one of the best tools out there. Fast approval, predictable rate, and flexibility to use your home's equity wisely. Remember, many people still qualify to skip their next two mortgage payments. Imagine starting big projects or paying down debt with 2 months of breathing room. My family and I have used Fellowship personally. I trust these guys. Take control of 2026. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. Or call 800-510-MIKE. That's 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. DBA Fellowship Home Loans. Equal housing under NMLS number 819382.
If you owe back taxes, listen carefully to rule number one. Never go up against the IRS alone. They're cracking down, freezing bank accounts, garnishing paychecks, canceling passports. Even your home or business could be at risk. But here's what they don't tell you. The IRS has powerful tax relief programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. That's why smart people call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. Nobody knows these programs like the experts at Optima. Their team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $2 billion in tax debt for people just like you. The IRS is not stopping, so don't wait and don't take them on alone. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm, phones, mm-hmm, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds, for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you gotta say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-555-2085. That's 800-555-2085.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-555-2085.
Write it down.
800-555-2085.
Coming to you live from the Relief Factor studio, here's Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. Next hour, massive layoffs at the Washington Post. A CNN pundit blames Trump. They lost $100 million last year, and I'm sure that's Trump's fault. LA Times says the mayor of LA drastically watered down the LA Fire Department's after-action report. A concerned citizen, not amused. Netflix needs government approval for a merger. Its co-CEO was grilled about its woke pro-trans content. Epstein file reveals disgusting behavior by Bill Gates, which led to his divorce. His ex-wife responds, and Jasmine Crockett still pushing a big fat lie. All of this and more next hour. Steve is in McMinnville, Oregon. Steve, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Good evening, Larry. I wanted to let you know that we went to see Melania the opening weekend, which was really cool. Was they had, this probably doesn't make a lot of sense to people, but bookmarks, heavy bookmarks, like a heavy plastic, but the performance, she is the most elegant lady you will ever meet in your life. It's just a shame that people have treated her so horrifically, because Larry, she's just pure class.
Thank you very much for that. Natalie is in Prescott, Arizona. Natalie, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Hi, Larry. Yeah, we went to see Melania on Monday, and it was interesting because we first was going to see the movie Shelter, which my husband would probably like, and there was like one person in the movie theater. We switched our tickets to go see Melania, and it was pretty much packed in that movie theater, and I loved it. It was the best. I mean, I love Melania. She's high class, like your other listener said, very classy, and it was a great documentary, and I loved it.
Well, Natalie, thank you very much for that. Again, there's a dramatic divide between the professional critics who've trashed it and the people who've actually seen it. And somebody once asked me, what's the difference between the people that have trashed the movie and the people that like the movie? I said, well, the people that like the movie actually sat down and watched it. Now, remember that allegation that Border Patrol agents on horseback were whipping Haitian illegal aliens trying to get into the country? Jasmine Crockett still promoting it. We'll talk about that. And the Epstein files have revealed disgusting behavior by Bill Gates. His wife is responding. We'll talk about the grilling the Netflix co-CEO got, and the LA Times watering down the after-action report by the LA mayor. I guess she didn't want people to know certain things. All of this and more, 888-971-SAGE. I am Larry Elder. Do not leave town.
Larry will be right back. Stay tuned. If you owe back taxes...
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.